Well, let me hear you say mountain, mountain, mountain.
Fire, what you saying?
Yes, I. You know where the love go.
We are here again, Baldhead and the Dread. Give thanks for everyone tuning in from those times till now. Farai, what we reason about?
Well, today we reason about the whole concept of every black man needing a therapist, a workout routine, and a hobby. And I feel like that the headline vague, so you might need to listen to the reasoning so before you jump to conclusion.
Which one will we start with? Let's start with, I think we spoke about it before. Let's start with workout routine, right? Everyone doesn't, all right, let me tell you about this workout thing. It's complex, right?
Mm-hmm.
One, you need a workout routine, but you need a workout routine that works for you. I think too many times we try to take things from other people or take something from online, and these people have been working out for decades, right? And the wild thing is the workout that they're showing you is not what they do consistently, because what they do can't mm-hmm. be done for a duration of time without breaking every bone in your body, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you need to have a workout routine. A workout routine for some people may just be walking consistently. I'm not talking about walking Monday this week and walking next Friday the next week. No, like you pick a date and time and make it work.
I want to stop if I ask you a question, yeah. just to make sure I say everything aligned, right? But why a black man need a workout routine?
Oh, why you need? I'm going to get into that, right? Yeah. All right, sorry about that.
Yeah.
I'll get into the need, then get into the other part. Why you need the workout is to cool off the pressure.
All right.
People out here all right. stressed.
All right.
You get what I'm saying? So instead of you doing something that's going to be detrimental to yourself and your loved ones, you need to get up on that workout. Because truth be told, I can put workout and meditation in the same vein. Meditation, you don't have to be like, oh, you know what I'm saying? People take this meditation way out to some mountain somewhere when you have naked on in the cold and you don't know.
Yeah.
Listen, that working out could be a meditation because one, I don't recommend working out in groups personally. I don't work out in groups, right? Because I think what happens a lot of times is that it's too much talking. And you don't get that time to yourself like you need.
Because
a lot of times you end up talking BS and all type of other vibes going through your head. You need to have solitude. You even if you do work out with a group, I do recommend doing some workouts by yourself to have that solitude, right? Yeah. And you'll be shocked. It could be a time of reverence. It could be a time of praise. It could just be a quiet time for yourself. Because our minds needs time where our brain isn't running all the time. Along with that, for the health benefits, right? A lot of brothers out there, they would not working properly. They need to be working out.
Yeah.
Get the blood flow going. You want to shed a couple pounds. Your confidence is where it needs to be. Lose a little weight. You need to work out. And just being stronger. You know what I'm saying? Just being stronger, having more confidence. And God forbid you got to defend yourself. If a gun's involved, then that's a different story. But there's no gun involved. You have more confidence to do a little vibe.
I feel like physical fitness. Because you know we are tackling treating them separate.
And so, they all align, tell you the truth.
And them all align very real. And today I done upon the physical fitness already. We are going to stay in the vein too. So I feel like, from my perspective, why the brothers them need for have a workout routine is because, you see, when it comes to force and being attacked, I feel like there is no individual in this earth who is being attacked more than the brothers them worldwide.
Yeah.
And I feel like, when we mention mental discipline, but that physical discipline is also one thing where I feel like I make a whole heap of black man get caught up in the system because them not have that physical discipline. So you think about all the aspect of self-defense. In order for you to have self-defense, you have to need to have some form of fitness. And then the physicality today with that workout, it will lead to some form of mental stability. Meaning, say, if the physical and the mental is connected, and every black man needs to have some form of mental stability and physical stability. So I feel like them, they go hand in hand. And if you not have them, none of them there at all, you're going to become a prey. Because remember, you're naturally born. We don't want to use the word naturally. You're nurtured into being a prey.
Yeah.
Just based on how society set. So you have to know how to have that physicality and to combat that physicality because I realize that the whole aggression when enough of the brothers them have same way is due to a whole heap of pressure where I hit them and them already feel like them being targeted. So if we can have a discipline in regards to that workout routine, in regards to knowing, say, yeah, stay fit, always, always, always ready for what is to come, but knowing that you're already in shape I already can be on the go. That is something with me. Reason why me feel like all of the brothers then need to really have that workout routine so them can keep that and maintain that to the particular level if I make the physicality and the mentality meet at any given time so them can take themselves out of a situation without being confined to the system.
Big time. And I just want to elaborate more on the mental toughness, because when you do something consistently you don't want to do, a lot of people don't like working out, right? You just become stronger mentally and more disciplined. And the more we nurture and the more we train ourselves to be more disciplined, we can be disciplined in other aspects of our life, right? I want to touch on this therapy part now. So I want to be clear with the therapy. I'm not telling everyone to have a therapist. Some people do need it, right? Mm-hmm. Some people need to get a therapist ASAP. Mm-hmm. But there are other forms of therapy. Now, I know I'm in a fortunate position because I have a lot of brothers I can talk to, and we got some real powwows and iron situations out. I know a lot of brothers don't. If you're fortunate to have that in your life, whether it's your wife or a friend, that's like a form of therapy in a sense, because a lot of times the therapy is really just someone listening. You don't necessarily need to respond. You just need to get some stuff off your chest. And wildly enough, when you get stuff off your chest, you are able to iron out that situation and look at things from a different perspective. Mm-hmm. But a lot of times we don't verbalize the things that we're struggling with becomes a problem. Now, if you do go the therapist route, it may take you time to find a therapist. You know what I'm saying? I go to a therapist and it's been life changing for me in a sense, because I had so many stuff going down on the basement that I wasn't aware of that was fueling certain thoughts and certain behaviors, you know? So not only do I have a strong social group of brothers to speak to, but talking to the therapist, man, you're not weak, you're not soft. It's a thing that improves you and improves everyone around you, you know? And if you get a real good one, you definitely start to understand yourself better and find out things that you didn't know were bothering you. Because a lot of times there are a lot of things down there bothering us and fueling our actions that we don't know. You know, and I'm a pretty self-aware person. I've been working on myself, and even she was impressed with, me being realistic with myself and real with myself. But a lot of people have a lot going on that they don't know, and the brothers too. And I think that's one of the core reasons of that, the anger outbursts and the temper tantrums that dudes are doing, you know?
In the deep in the psyche, man, because remember, we can start from the top level, you know, we think about our man. The role of man in the society. Remember, men are disposable the society, the way our society set it, you know. So if you think both of men being disposable, and then we bring it one step down now, we talk about black man in particular, in regards to where the system have put towards black man already. Because remember, if man don't depend on that disposable level, you must imagine black man. So now, when you born and grow and have a mindset, say, you're not being heard, then how are you going to ease that frustration?
And no one cares, you know?
And you feel like nobody no care, plus that natural testosterone building up. So you see how the aggression come into. So the moment when you can have that form of therapeutic reasoning, as there, so you mentioned the support group, you have different forms, so you can do it if you want to see a direct therapist, or you have the form of support group, the way you can ease the tension there. And have the reasoning there, and look upon things from a different perspective, and get that broader scope of life that I feel like it's going to develop every man. And you see, if one thing black man need in order to strive is discipline.
Big time.
But you can't have discipline if you never have a former therapist. And I don't want, and as they say, I really want to emphasize this thing of it now to be we call it professional therapy.
An elder, a brethren, a sister.
Anyone at all.
Spouse, if you're along those heights.
That is the thing. And it's just that you have different topics to where they put your brain to, where you have different therapies to that thing. You know? Yeah. Because while you could have reason with, there are certain things where you can't reason with your partner about. If you want to have that therapist, and certain things you're not going to reason about certain bridging about, because they're probably not as vast in that area. So you have to analyze your situation. And first, the first thing, before you even can think about the whole concept of therapy, from black man, one, you have to learn how to even acknowledge certain emotion.
Farai, say that again.
You have to learn how to acknowledge certain emotion.
Farai, say that again. Now, people be in denial, Farai, you know what I'm saying? Like, you have to acknowledge, man, I think dudes can't. They struggle with saying, man, the situation really hurt me.
Yeah.
And how is that hurt fueling your behaviors?
Make them seem weak.
Yeah, and is this beneficial for you long term?
The whole concept of wanting to, I'm feeling weak. I think They touch a point this is still, because I feel like the whole concept of most men just generally don't want to seem weak, but then again,
think about it.
What is being weak?
Yeah.
And the fact that you can't acknowledge certain different things in your life, it means you already show a sign of weakness. And you want to get for pick and choose. I don't really think you get to pick and choose the type of things that weaken you either, too, because it's just some things where you have to realize. You know, so every time the particular scenario come around the way, me get triggered, because remember, it's all about triggers, you know.
Yeah.
There are certain things that just trigger you off, you know. So you really, when you really say therapist now or pharma therapy, I think about why are these triggers reoccurring?
Identifying these things that's getting you all excited, you know.
Yeah.
And I think that with men, we're groomed, you know, because it's like, you know, don't cry, this and that. But with all that, the brothers holding that to the fire. I remember seeing some altercations when I was younger, right? And in retrospect, now as an adult, it just say, yo, this man was so broken and so hurt because that level of violence that he displayed is no justification on the act that person did.
Mm-hmm.
It's a long history of stuff bothering this man. He so happened to dump it on this particular person. But that's what we have walking around. And it's like, the reason I encourage it is that you'll just be better off where it'll be less conflict, it'll be better conflict resolution, and you yourself will just be a healthier person, and the environment will be healthy, and your relationships will be better because you'll be dealing with things on a different heights.
You know, that I talk about even this emotion thing, I start saying to myself, hey, like for me, if me share a personal experience now, right? So with me, you know, when it comes to this, I didn't mention that crying supposed to be a regular emotion. Me personally, me sit down hours, I try to think about this whole crying thing.
Yeah.
That's just not me. It's not like me I try for force to say, okay, I don't cry now. But when I sit down and meditate and I say to myself, start off from the point saying, okay, that's just not me. But when I think about the whole scope of things now, probably there are certain things with me would I want to say immune to.
Yeah.
If certain different sense of violence take place, certain different things take place, it might shift my meditation, you know. But I don't think the way how me express my feelings would have come off through crying, while some other people would have said that's not normal.
Yeah.
So I don't really think said when even this crying thing, it's not something I'm fully figure out yet, you know.
Yeah.
Why I don't really push that emotion. It's not like a something where me I try for though.
Well,
or hold back.
You cry when you was a kid, right?
Yeah.
So you got to ask yourself, at what point did you stop crying and why?
Why?
Yeah.
See me. So it's them type of thing there. It's them type of thing there. But I think it even come from my whole sense of when I analyze it, you know.
Yeah.
And I think too. So when me a youth, when I cry for things like, all right, so I'm hungry to certain levels, I cry. I get lit long upon a ball field, I chip up my foot, I cry.
Yeah.
So then I start realizing probably these things are no longer in my life.
Yeah.
So it no longer in my life. And if I think about things I'm going to cry for, it probably the only thing I'm going to cry for now is music, because music would have give me the feeling there, feeling that I need, and it just make me feel like what you call chemical, there's one particular chemical where stirred up when you cry. So but I can't remember it, but you get that particular feeling, and it lead on to the point where I mentioned, the next part where I mentioned about all black men with needing a hobby.
Yeah.
So I feel like the whole concept of the therapist part and the hobby part is almost to me like one thing.
And they're all intertwined, especially with the concept of discipline and also from a spiritual context, because the working out, you can lose yourself in regards to, not lose yourself in a bad way, but lose yourself in regards to just being present.
Yeah.
The meditation, therapist, being present, and the hobby, you can be, if you find something, you're present. You're not thinking about all these other things for
right?
And that alone is healing, because when you're present in certain things, it just calms the mind. And I can speak from experiences that when you practice being, what do you want to call it, meditation, what's the thing they call it? They got another word they use. They got all these words for it, right? But it's basically just quieting your mind.
Mm-hmm.
When you quiet in your mind, you're working out your mind, which is a muscle, just like you work out the body. The more you work it out, the more you could quiet your mind. What's wild is I don't understand how the science works. I probably got to ask Dr. Knife to come here to break it down. But I've learned that when I consistently quiet my mind, that a whole world opens up in regards to creativity, and my perspective on things changes dramatically, and things that used to bother me don't bother me because I have a different perspective on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the mind is so muddled all day that when things occur, you're not looking at it, or you're not giving yourself an option to look at it from a different perspective.
Yeah.
If you get what I'm saying.
No more of us today, I said to and that really make me even think about a thing, because I think about myself and all those things. I can say probably my situation unique in a sense where my therapy, I find therapy in my hobby, aka career, which is music.
Yeah.
So while certain things may have been up from my mind, I guess to let it off and release it more easier.
Yeah.
So I feel like, say, we don't want to overlook even at the reasoning. We touch upon the whole gym routine and plus the therapist, but this hobby thing, it does instill something in your mind where you constantly know, so you're going to look forward to this to get some form of a joy, and the feeling of joy that can spill over in your life overall. So I feel like that's something where we don't really want to overlook, because the importance of having a hobby is almost like the quiet time where you mention it, put you still in a particular place and make you separated from the whole world, which I feel like is something we're very necessary for make you happy to a certain level.
I think it's very necessary. First of all, I know a lot of people are scared to be by themselves.
Very.
You got extremes far. It's like people are scared to be by themselves. You got people who are depressed and want to be by themselves.
Well,
all the
by
time,
themselves, yeah.
Right? We're not saying that. Obviously, you need to interact with loved ones and this and that, but you need time for yourself, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I want to be clear, you need time for yourself where you're doing nothing, and you need time for yourself to do your hobby.
Hobby, yeah.
And hobby it's a broad term. It can be many different things, you know, but you need time to work on something that you love and to just deal with that, because it's just rough for men. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? And people don't understand how rough it is for men in general, especially black men. And it's like, what I notice with a lot of people that's super frustrated and super stressed out 24/7, their schedule is work, family, sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you have some that have unhealthy outlets now, which we have to acknowledge, right? Like, you know, the whoring, the going out. Not saying that you could go out, but it's going out and going out far. You could go out and get something to eat with your brethren compared to drinking up the place, doing all this extra stuff, spending money that you don't have. I'm not talking about that, right? But they're stuck in this cycle where they don't do any time. They don't do anything for themselves. They're not taking care of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So now you have the stress is heightened, so the health declines. When the health declines and the stress is heightened and the frustration is heightened, what is your relationship going to be like with your loved ones? How do you interact with your loved ones? Because this is how the method goes, especially for black men. You're in a hostile environment in the workplace, right? You're not giving, some dudes do get a frustration to the manager. Some people just say F it and get a frustration to the manager, right? But not necessarily family men. I notice family men more sedated.
Yeah, they have more for loose.
Right? So it's usually the single man that just really, if you analyze anybody watching this, you're going to laugh. But truthfully, if you ever been on a job and somebody just go crazy, he usually single and don't have no kids. The person with the family and the bills and the mortgage.
Can't afford for that.
Nah, fine. They usually take it in. But here go the question now. You're taking this in all day. Where do you release it?
Mm-hmm. I think I just know the imbalance come into play now. So I think what I mentioned to Akeet, I think the key thing I summarized from the reasoning is a balance, because while this hobby thing is just one portion of the thing where necessary, most people make that hobby become them very existence. Yeah. Some man say, all right, you know, say, my hobby right now, I'm going to party, or I'm going to find this, you know, or I'm going to chill amongst a girl. Him say that has same type of hobby now, so him start overdo it now, and they said, no, him overdo it, and him health decline, everything start decline now, because more pressure got built up, because I never realized that there needs to be a balance across the line, and not just one place. So it's just that there's a balance in a life when necessary for make everybody strive.
Balance, fire.
And we need to maintain and instill that balance as much as we can.
One more thing that's not on the list we have to throw on there is the conversations that people have. Some of these conversations you consistently entertain are stressing you out and adding to your stress, right? Identify those, and some people you just don't need to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
If someone calls you and after the conversation you are stressed out, it's like
that drain energy.
Yeah, I don't need to talk to this person. It is what it is. We need to cut off that relationship. Anything you can cut off, that some things you can't cut off, right? But things that you can cut off, you need to cut them off, because you just need to avoid situations that just put you in an unhealthy state. And I think people aren't doing what's the thing they do at the store as far as with the products? They doing what's the inventory? Mm-hmm. You know, you need to do an inventory to see the things that stress you out, and what things can you cut off, and the other things you can't cut off. What conversation can you, if it's a person, what conversation can you have with that person to minimize your stress? And what can you do for things that you have to do to minimize your stress? Mm-hmm. With that job thing, some people give too much energy to their job. Yeah,
I don't lie.
So if you making whatever and you could do this, I'm not saying not do your job, but like some of y'all overdoing the job and it's killing you because you do overdo the job now, you don't have no energy for the family and the family fell away and you got to balance that out. You may have to tone down the energy you're giving at that job so you can give more to your people to make that a more better environment. But you really need to take inventory, right? And just figure out things you need to cut off. Obviously, hopefully you have, I know a lot of people don't have anybody to talk to, and if you don't, try the therapist. And don't be discouraged if the first therapist is whack. You know, if you guys just don't align, try again. The gym is, I say gym, but workout is very important because also I notice people who work out, they have more pride. And it's not because of the vain look or anything. It's the fact that they know that they put in that work. So they got like a little swag to them because they know.
They're important, man. We are talking about remember saying physical, as much as people like for the night in a fire, physical, it's the same way, it's an important thing. You know, we can't deny the physical aspect because a man can't tell me anything. And me not going to tell no lie. When me as a man see a woman, she might mentally stimulate me a certain way, but I still look at the physical to what is attractive to me. So at the full of the day, when time represent yourself, you have to represent yourself from a standpoint where you're physically attractive or physically maintained, you know, we want to say attractive, physically maintained, especially as a man. Because if you remember, as a man, you're the color man, you're supposed to be the root, or you have your family and certain things, and you have to represent and depict the sense of strength. Yeah. We are going to pick a sense of strength if you're not physically stable and have a physical stability we can lead towards your mental stability. So that's very important.
No, facts, man. And anyone listening, we encourage you to start your workout regimen and stay with it. I think the main thing is doing something that's sustainable. I always say sustainable. Sustainability is the way to go. Stop mimicking these people online with these crazy workouts because I guarantee you that's not what they do in their daily life. Mm-hmm. Don't get into the vanity with your body or anything. Approach workouts from a point of health, right? It's a little meditation time for you to develop yourself. Also, the hobby is very important. And the hobby is pretty simple. The things you want to do that you don't do. Farai, you see this hobby thing? You see what this capitalism? Everybody has this idea you have to make money doing stuff. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? So if you're a heart, you're a man that like to take pictures. Get an affordable camera and take your pictures. You don't have to become no celebrity doing it.
For the joy, I hear a thing, man.
Yo, this dude, Chris Hedges, broke this down, how this capitalism destroys people's talents. Because if you can't do it for money, people just don't do it.
Yeah. And plus, sometimes to the people, them really, you know, themselves, yeah, them not have time to. So I think an next part of the whole thing
the
is
the lie of time, yeah.
You have to find time for time, things, man. where you want for the same way, and things where you want for do that isn't based upon making money. So that's something very important, especially as a man, see me, because to me, if you as a man where every single thing in a your world rally around the concept of money, I think you're kind of questionable as a man still. Everything is about money for you, that means you're not going to have no morals and principle. A man without morals and principle, him lead a family without morals and principle.
Can't work.
And that can't go work.
No, big time. So we have the hobby and the therapist thing. I said therapy could be many different forms. It could be during your workout, could be during the walking. I just know men need quiet time. And if your lady don't understand it, you got to let her know, say, yo, you just need some quiet time. And y'all can work out a schedule where she gets some quiet time and you get some quiet time. Mm-hmm. But I know one thing a man need is quiet time.
Yeah, man, really easy, man. That's that woman. You never see the new study we tell about the increase of men up on usage and toilet because that's the only place them can't find.
that's my little man cave myself. I'm one of those, yeah. Because my daughter be like, yo, why you been there so long? I'd be like, Farai, I can't lie to you. Most of the time I just be in there reading, you know. I'd be listening to Spotify, you know. And solitaire. I've been playing solitaire in there lately, you know.